We are up to Simon Reish Chav Tes, and that's what we'll be doing today. Haroah HaKeshes, someone sees the rainbow. Omer, so we used to say, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Zocher HaBris, Ne'emon Bivriso V'kayem B'mamaro. Ne'emon Bivriso, that even though there are Rishoyim and there'd be reason for Hashem to go against his bris, nevertheless he keeps to it. And he is Kayem B'mamaro, that even were it not for the actual bris in the rainbow, the fact that Hashem said that he wasn't going to destroy the world, that in itself keeps him from destroying it. The nusach that the Mishnah Berurah brings down for the Rambam and the Tur is vin ne'emon. Va'osur listakel bo biyosur, you're not supposed to look at it too much. In fact, you just look at it, make the bracha, and that's it. And as a result of it, you also don't go tell anybody else that you saw it. What happens if you see two rainbows within 30 days? The Mishnah Berurah says you make separate brachas on them. Each one is a different rainbow and therefore gets its own bracha. It says, "Amistakel bo biyoser." If someone stares at the rainbow, so he's, that affects his vision. And there, and once again, all this person's supposed to do is see it, make the bracha, and that's it. In the Bir Halachi, as a suffix, you actually have to see the semicircle of the rainbow. If you just see the colors in one small place without looking at the entire form of it, is that enough? He leaves that as a tzarachian. Siv Beis, Haroa Chama Betkufasa. If someone sees the sun in its tkufa, what is that? Vu michavches lachavches shana. That's every 28 years, starting from Briyas Ha'olam. Vahatkufa betchilas leil dalet. And the tkufas Nisan falls at the beginning of the evening of a Wednesday. Kisharol sabiyom dalet. When you see the sun on the fourth on Wednesday, babokr in the morning, Omer Baruch Osem Maisa Bereishis. You make a bracha of Osem Aisa Bereishis. Now this is Birkas HaChama. This is when the sun is back at the exact position it was at the time of Bria, and that we say is every 28 years. Now why does it say Baboker? Because L'chatchila it is to be done first thing in the morning, as early as possible. Also preferably it should be Baravam, which means that everybody should get up early. B'di'eved, you have until Gimel Shals, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, which is Sov Zman Kriya Shma. And in Shas HaTchak, you have until Chatzos. What happens if it's a cloudy day and you can't really see it clearly? The Mishnah Berurah brings up some sofer, that as long as you can tell the form of the sun, then that is good enough. The minig is that beforehand we say Haluas Hashem and HaShemayim, and afterwards they say Kel Adon, and the Mizmar of HaShemayim, Mesaprim Kavodo, Aleinu, and Kaddish. The next... V'chein v'varach gam kein k'sheroa levona betara. So when you see the moon in its purity, v'chochavim v'mishmorosam, and the stars exactly where they belong, mazolos v'itam d'hainu, k'shetachsor halavona betchilas mazol tle betchilas achodesh, v'lo tiyeh nota lo l'tzavim v'lo l'darim, v'chein k'sheyachsru kol kochav mechamisha nishorim letchilas mazol tle, v'lo yeh nota lo l'tzavim v'lo l'darim. V'chein v'cholei sheyira mazol tle, Ola Mikzos HaMizrach. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that our minig is we don't say this bracha on the Levana.